Welcome to Punta Vista bonus episode number 3. I'm here with Lucy.
Hello.
And we're going to have a little chat today about our favourite examples of the highest form of art, the highest form of cinema, movies created by and starring the Wayans brothers.
Gods of comedy.
Gods
it's insanely comedy. Self-indulgent, but whatever.
But we can do that.
We can do that. We can do whatever we want, because we have your money.
That's right. That's right. We would like you to keep giving it to us.
We would, so I'm sorry I said that. I don't want to be so aggressive.
So if you, like every person on the planet, absolutely adores the Wayans brothers and their films, and we don't touch on your favourites, please reach out and let us know. If you would like hours and hours of content purely dedicated to the Wayans brothers and their genius.
Please let us know.
Please let us know. Lucy desperately wants to know.
Desperately. It's the only reason that I came on this podcast.
Only reason she gets out of bed in the morning is to do some Wayans-related analysis.
Some Wayansing.
So what we wanted to do was to compare our top 3 Wayans brothers movies in ascending order. But we also kind of needed to define what counts as a Wayans brothers movie.
Very important.
It's important to get your classifications right. Mm. So I kind of felt like the movie needs to be directed by a Wayans brother. Or, you know, multiple Wayans brothers, however many you can get behind the camera.
There's a lot of them.
That's right. Or starring more than one Wayans brother.
Yeah.
Or some combination thereof. Things that I thought didn't really make the cut, movies that have a Wayans brother, you know, in a lead role or in a supporting role, but it's not really a Wayans vehicle.
I don't know any of those.
Oh, well, for example, you could have Darren Aronofsky's Requiem for a Dream.
Oh, right.
With Marlon Wayans.
Not such a funny film, ultimately.
Yeah, I mean...
Not much of a laugh.
Not really. I will say about that movie, that is in a small category of films for me, which are movies I have seen once and am never, ever going to see again.
Never want to see again. We should do an episode on those also.
Oh, just those brutal experiences where you go, wow, that was really interesting.
Never want to look at it ever again in my life.
Irreversible was another one of those.
Any Adam Sandler movie, French. Am I right?
Hey!
I'm kidding. I love Adam Sandler.
So we both have our top 3, but I would like to give a shout out to a couple of honourable mentions that didn't make the cut because of our choices of categorisation. So for me, one of my honourable mentions, speaking of Adam Sandler, is the 1996 film Bulletproof, which is a mismatched buddy cop movie starring Adam Sandler and Damon Wayans.
It sounds insanely good.
It's pretty good. I'm going to say it holds up.
Okay.
It's Adam Sandler in the period, like, between him just starting to make, like, the SNL movies, like Happy Gilmore.
Okay.
And all that kind of shit. Yeah. And stopping giving a fuck, which he seems to do relatively quickly. So, you know, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Although Damon Wayans isn't in, like, full Wayans mode. He's playing...
He's not in full whiteface?
No, he's the straight man to Adam Sandler in this movie.
Wow, okay.
He's an undercover cop, and he's very serious about his job.
Right, sounds good.
And he has a big metal plate in his head, which is relevant to the plot at a bunch of points. Frankly, too many points.
Right.
So that's one I recommend checking out if you love both the Wayans brothers and Adam Sandler, as all lovers of high art do.
They absolutely do. If you don't like Adam Sandler and the Wayans brothers, your taste is pretty much shit.
You're no patron of the arts.
You're no patron of the arts. This is not an argument either. It's not debatable.
Maybe consider expanding your mind.
Consider it. Maybe opening your mind to it. Some black comedy. I mean, if you don't like it, that's just interesting to me.
It says something about you. It
says a lot about you.
I don't want to say what that is, but...
No, I'm not going to say what it
is. You get what I'm putting down. So you got any honourable mentions?
Honourable mentions. I watched on Netflix Ghost Bastards, which is called A Haunted House, I think, in America.
Ghost Bastards.
It's called Ghost Bastards, I think, is the Australian name, but it's called A Haunted House, which is a shit name.
Why does Australia get such fucking terrible?
I don't know. We get terrible names, but it's pretty disgusting. It's got, I think it's Marlon Wayans, and it's just a really horny film, as a lot of them are. Speaking of horny films, I want to, there's a Wayans Brothers movie that I would really like to forget, and it's really caused me a lot of mental disturbance, and that is called Little Man.
Oh, interesting.
Which is, Marlon Wayans in the body of a toddler, and he's insanely horny.
He's so horny.
And there's, like, humping scenes and, like, he's into the titties and stuff. And I really don't know how that got past sort of, like, ratings and, I mean, it's...
Well, even the ideas stage. But we are going to come back to Little Man.
Are we? Okay.
Yes.
I don't ever want to come back to Little Man, but okay.
Oh, we're coming back.
Okay.
My other honourable mention goes to, I mean, we already had Damon Wayans and Adam Sandler together, which is a magnificent combination. But we also have another combination of two of my favorite things, which is a Wayans brother, in this case, Keenan Ivory Wayans.
Oh, of course.
Paired with my hero and yours, Steven Seagal.
Oh, incredible.
In the film The Glimmer Man.
Have not seen it.
Now, this is a movie where Keenan Ivory Wayans is a wisecracking detective, and he is paired up with pretending to be Chinese Steven Seagal.
Okay.
He's in full kind of, he's in full like kimono and prayer beads mode in this movie.
Right.
Because as we all know about Steven Seagal, depending on which phase of his career and which particular film you find him in, he will be co-opting some race that he is not. Sometimes he's very Italian. Sometimes he's very Eastern, sometimes, you know, it really depends. It really depends on the mood you catch him in or what the plot requires.
It's fine to me. I'm open-minded.
Yeah. But in every Steven Seagal movie, no matter the setting, every minority loves and identifies with Steven Seagal in the film.
Very believable.
So he's very Chinese in this movie. And they are, they are pursuing a serial killer who is played by Stephen Tobolowsky, who you may know from the movie Groundhog Day.
Ah, interesting.
In which he over and over comes up to Bill Murray and says, "It's me, Ned Ryerson."
Oh, that guy. He's in lots of stuff.
That funny little fella. So he is playing a brutal serial killer in this movie, being pursued by a Wayans and overweight Asian Steven Seagal.
Okay.
So it's worth checking out for those reasons.
Yes.
But I cannot call it a Wayans Brothers film.
Okay.
All right, so let's begin to throw out our top three rankings. Would you like to share with me number three on your list?
It's been extremely hard for me to get this down to three because this is my life. Honestly, my life.
There's so much quality.
There's so much quality. But 2016's 50 Shades of Black.
Mm-hmm.
Not many people have seen it.
A very recent one.
Was basically straight to TV. 7% on Rotten Tomatoes, and yet 65% of Google users liked this movie. So, whatever. Rotten Tomatoes can get fucked. A send-up of 50 Shades of Grey, except he is Christian Black, and he sells crack and steals cars. So,
nice.
a bit of classic racial comedy for you, played by Marlon Wayans.
Racial commentary, as we all love.
Racial commentary. But I found it extremely funny. May have been drunk, but very funny
film. Did you find it funny in the way it was intended?
I did, but I don't want to admit to it, because most of the jokes are about black people. But they're done by Marlon Wayans in a way where I'm not sure if I'm supposed to laugh at it. But, 50 Shades of Black, fantastic film. Very funny.
Have you seen 50 Shades of Grey?
I have seen 50 Shades of Grey, and I saw the second 50 Shades of Grey.
50 Shades of Brown? What was the second one?
That's funny because it sounds like true. What was the second one called? I don't know, but they're both really bad. And both ultimately, they have the same plot line of 50 Shades of Black, which is that the guy's mother was a crack whore and that's why he's such a bad guy. Brilliant.
Oh, I didn't. Spoiler alert.
Genius.
Wasn't it? Wait, it's just come to me. Wasn't it 50 Shades Darker?
50 Shades Darker, it was. Should have gone with 50 Shades of Black.
That's true. Well, that's what, gray, but 50 Shades Darker sounds like. It sounds a lot like black to me.
Well, darker than grey is black, so, don't mean to attack their choices, but whatever.
I will check this one out.
You won't, but that's okay.
So number three on my list.
What's number three?
I'm a big fan of your classic hood films.
Your Friday.
Menace to Society, your Friday, Clockers, all this kind of stuff.
Nice.
So for that reason, number three, I am ranking the very classic. Don't be a menace to South Central while drinking your juice in the hood.
Big fan.
Which
Big fan
is
of Ashtray.
Yes. Is it Marlon Wayans that plays Ashtray? I feel like I get Sean and Marlon confused a
I
little
get them
sometimes.
confused. Isn't Damon? Which one's Sean and which one's Marlon? Which one's Damon? I know who Marlon is.
Now, see, it's like you don't even know about Keenan Ivory Wayans.
This is going to sound insanely racist, so please cut it out.
Oh.
Oh no, Damon Wayans was the one that was in Lethal Weapon.
What?
Oh wait, Lethal Weapon 2000. What is this?
Oh,
Sorry,
wait.
I'm
Are
getting
you talking
insanely
about.
distracted. The TV show. Why is that a thing?
That's right. They made a TV show out of Lethal Weapon.
He
Quickly.
was
No
in
one's gotten the
My
idea.
Wife and Kids.
Yes. Oh, well, there you go. So, for our own clarification, I am going to cut all of that out.
Please don't.
For our own clarification, Don't Be a Menace to South Central While Drinking Your Juice in the Hood stars Marlon Wayans as Loke Dog, Sean Wayans as Ashtray,
Ashtray.
and older brother Keenan Ivory Wayans as the mailman who delivers the signature message, which is a fun little play on some of the overly heavy-handed messaging. Oh, and I would note here, 29% on Rotten Tomatoes,
Oh.
94% of Google users like this movie.
Of course they did. I did note that on a list of terrible Wayans Brothers movies, that was the highest rated.
There you go.
So I guess it is, legally the best one.
It does have its problematic moments. There is a character in the film who is playing, I guess, the analogy to Ice Cube's character in
In
Boys in the
Friday?
Hood.
Oh, William.
Boys in the Hood, his breakthrough acting role as Doughboy. So he's playing a parody of that character, this guy, and he's playing dominoes with a bunch of other guys, and they're all going around the table talking about what they find sexy. And they get to this guy who has just been released from prison, and he says, "You mean to tell me you ain't never seen the soap running down the crack of another man's ass?" And looking off into the distance, feeling horny, and everybody is thoroughly disgusted with him and the idea of two men having sex.
Thinking about another kind of footlong.
Yeah, he's thinking about a whole pack of footlongs
Whole other
and
footlong.
a whole other footlong. Yeah, and I would note that that is a bit of a thread in the Wayans brothers' oeuvre.
There is definitely a lot of homophobia in Wayans Brothers humor.
It's the kind of problematic joke where it's not even like a joke that is funny, and you think to yourself, "Ooh, maybe I shouldn't find that funny then."
Literally, the whole joke is that someone's gay.
Yeah, the joke is, imagine if a man was gay. And then
Hilarious.
that's the punchline. Yeah. So despite that, it's got a lot of classic moments, classic parody. Marlon Wayans' character is very good, except for when he is threatening to murder a woman by putting a gun in her face unless she gives him
Yeah.
her phone number.
Probably not fantastic.
Yeah.
Not their finest moment.
But it's from 1996.
It is.
Attitudes have changed a lot since then.
Different times, 1996.
Yeah, no one says anything unpleasant to women anymore. or nothing threatening.
No, never. Feminism has given us equality. Women have total equality in
Let's
society.
not explore that any further.
Let's not.
Lest we take a
Let's talk about another Wayans
turn.
Brothers film.
Right, what is your number two?
It's very hard to pick between my top two films for me, but I think the second would have to be Scary Movie 2. Scary Movie 2 is the best one in the franchise. After 2, you don't want to think about it. Scary Movie 1, very good. Scary Movie 2, brilliant. Great film.
Now, it is very funny that you say this because number two on my list is Scary Movie 2.
Hell yeah.
Because Scary Movie 1,
Synced up.
very good. Scary Movie 2 is just like a polished version of that gem.
It is. It's brilliant. And it's got David Cross.
Oh, that
I love David Cross.
does have David Cross. It has Kathleen Robertson as the sexy redheaded lady who I
Does.
was insanely horny
What a
for at the
babe.
time this film came out.
What an absolute babe.
Yes, she was very, very attractive.
She's very
And
horny. A very horny lady. She has titty.
yes.
Yeah.
Voluptuous lady. Tight jeans,
Voluptuous.
visible panties.
Very visible panties.
Just out of control.
Probably a lot of problematic jokes in this film.
Probably, although, I
Probably
mean, there.
a little bit homophobic, insanely ableist.
A lot of ableist jokes.
All the bad stuff, to be honest.
Although I must say, I really enjoy Chris Elliott's gimpy-handed butler character.
It's literally the best character ever written. I mean, there's no arguing that.
I don't think I can even explain why, but my favorite joke in the entire franchise is Chris Elliott walking backwards through a door as he says, "Make
Watch
way
my
for Fanny."
watch my fannies coming through.
Fanny's come through.
I'll show it to you. Ah, watch my fannies coming through. Watch it. Make room for Fanny.
I've been laughing at that
To
for
this
10
day,
years.
that particular joke
Will never
tickles
not
me.
be funny to me, and it's
Oh my
really not that
God.
funny.
No,
I mean,
it's 100% delivery,
it's just
that
great. It's
particular
just
line.
great. It's
And
brilliant.
yeah, that joke has been funny to me for 16 solid years.
It will never not be funny to me. At my funeral, I want you to be holding my casket and say, "Watch my fannies coming through."
That's right. I'm going to be a pallbearer at your funeral on the front of the coffin, walking backwards. Whole
Will be
way. Whole way up the aisle.
sticking your butt out, saying to watch your
Fanny's
fannies
coming
coming
through.
through.
Watch out. Oh, it's good. It's good stuff. Now, I did revisit Scary Movie 1 recently and found myself enjoying it a lot.
It's
And,
great. I love Anna Faris. Anna Faris is
oh.
fantastic. Insanely underrated. I think she's great.
Absolutely in everything. I remember reading something a while ago where somebody was talking about her and saying like that her and Ryan Reynolds need to like fire the fuck out of whoever their agents are who bring them like options for movies to be in.
Yes.
Because they are both really funny, charismatic people who are likable in anything and can make anything funny, yet they just turn up in like turd after turd.
Yeah, in shit films. I think she is so funny.
She is extremely funny.
And we all know it's very rare for a woman to be funny.
That's true.
I mean, women in comedy, it's just no good. They just don't belong there.
Remember like several years ago when a little movie came out called Bridesmaids. And it
Bridesmaids is
was
great.
well, it was just like, hey, here's a ribald comedy, but all of the leads are women.
But they're
And
ladies.
yeah, and like Vanity Fair wrote that article that was like, guess what? Turns out some women can be funny.
Turns out women can be funny.
We think we have interviewed some women, and they've told us that we have it on good authority that
Shocking.
some of these women are funny.
Who knew?
So, Scary Movie 2, I think we can all agree, goddamn masterpiece.
I think everyone can agree it is the second best film ever made.
Oof. All right, we're about to get contentious
Are we?
on
Are
these
we?
next ones,
We
I
might
feel.
not. We'll see.
Look, I'm pretty sure we are. For a reason that will become apparent. So hit me with your number one all-time favorite. I know this has been very hard for you because it's a matter near and dear to your heart.
Thank you for acknowledging it.
It's been an emotional trial.
It's been insanely emotional, but nothing can compare to White Chicks.
White Chicks.
White Chicks is a masterpiece of cinema.
I want to meet one of the many people who I'm sure no doubt exists who immediately labelled the movie reverse racism.
That's one of the things that's so great about White Chicks is having people tell you, well, blackface is fine, because what about White Chicks?
Oh, so I can't do blackface.
Interesting. I can't do blackface. The Wayans brothers can do White Chicks.
That's right. They can dress as a horribly disfigured white.
Horribly
socialites?
Disfigured. Absolutely not.
They look monstrous with the makeup on, don't they?
Monstrous women.
This it really makes me think of your other favorite movie, your favorite non Wayans Brothers movie that we talked about on a recent bonus episode, Sorority Boys.
Similar.
Well, yeah. Again, what I was what
similar premise.
What I couldn't wrap my brain around in that film was that all of these very very husky dudes in
believable like, as women.
Well. Not that they would believe, yeah, just that the universe of the film immediately completely accepted them as nobody even vaguely questioning the idea that they were women. And not only in both of these films do people not question the appearance of the people they're presented with, but they also become very horny for them.
They do, especially Terry Crews. That's the best part of this film is Terry Crews. I love Terry Crews and everything.
Terry
but
Crews
in this film,
just a
he is just
aggressively,
beautiful. Aggressively horny.
Aggressively horny.
No, but Terry Crews in White Chicks is the best character, even though he's insanely rapey and it's very problematic.
He's just in
I
love.
I particularly enjoy the line, once you go black, you're going to need a wheelchair. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
He is a frightening physical specimen, though. Terry Crews.
He's terrifying.
He is a mountain of a man.
He is a huge man.
He seems like he's very nice.
But a big soft angel. A beautiful angel.
Yes. Big soft, beautiful angel. Who's very into talking about being a responsible father in real life.
He is. Shout out to Terry Crews, friend of the show.
Shout out, friend of the crew. Friend of the Crews.
Friend of the crew.
Terry Show. So, where this becomes super contentious. Mm-hmm. My number one strangely beloved Wayans Brothers film, Little Man.
Oh, God, no. This is insanely problematic.
I love Little Man for the same reason that I love a lot of really fucked up, weird cult films. And it's because it...
Because they involve horny
well,
children.
Well, it's because it makes me feel like I'm doing drugs when I haven't.
Okay.
It's surreal, for a bunch of different reasons.
It's surreal,
but yes, I will say that I'm pretty sure that the first time that I saw that movie, I was brutally brutally high.
I would want to be high to watch that film. I would want to be on a lot of drugs.
I was, and I started watching this film, and I was then confronted by the alarming sight of Marlon Wayans?
Yeah, no, it's Marlon.
I'm going to say.
Marlon's the baby.
Marlon is the baby. Marlon is a beautiful boy, isn't he?
Beautiful boy.
Beautiful baby boy. So Marlon Wayans plays a midget-sized...
A little person?
A little... Now, look, I'll start off by saying we can try to be as politically correct about this as we like.
But...
but the film itself is not... It's not being particularly kind to little people.
It's not being kind to anybody.
So what's incredibly unnerving about this film is that Marlon Wayans plays a tiny burglar. Him and his accomplice played by Tracy Jordan. Tracy Morgan. I always say the fucking character from 30 Rock.
Tracy Morgan, yeah.
Tracy Morgan. They steal, what was it, a big diamond or some shit?
Something like that.
They steal something like a big diamond, and they hide it on a construction site or a house or something. He then goes to prison. When he comes out, they're like, man, we've got to get this diamond out of here. You know what? I'm starting to confuse with this with the plot from the Martin Lawrence film Blue Streak, in which he hides stolen diamonds on a construction site, and then it's a big building. They've built a new FBI. They've built a new FBI building, and he has to get in there. So he pretends to be a cop.
Okay.
No, I'm quite sure the plots are almost identical in that sense. Where they differ,
I can't remember how Little Man starts, so I'll agree with you.
So where they differ is that Martin Lawrence is just a regular sized human man.
Mm.
Marlon Wayans in this film is a tiny baby sized man. So what they do is not particularly well. They use special effects to graft Marlon Wayans' face onto the body of
a toddler.
Ah, now this is where it gets really fucked up. Mm. It depends on the scene. Sometimes it's a toddler. Sometimes it's a baby. Sometimes it's just a short... Sometimes it's a short person. Depending on who they need to be the stunt double to achieve a particular thing, like him running across the room.
Mm.
Sometimes it's like a four-year-old child. Sometimes it's an actual little person.
Mm. And these special effects would have cost a decent amount of money. I mean, this would have been the biggest cost in the film.
Oh, far and away, yes, was the cost of weirdly grafting his face onto various sized children, little people.
Apparently very necessary.
And babies, yeah. So that's what really haunts me about the film, is the way that the scale and proportion of his character's body will fluctuate wildly, depending on what's happening in the scene.
That's not all that fluctuates wildly, Andrew.
No, well, his boner fluctuates wildly because he's so horny.
He's so horny. And the premise of the film is that everyone else believes that he is a baby.
Yes, yes. Despite, you know, his facial hair and smoking and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the premise is that they leave him in a basket outside the house of these people who are desperate to have a child. The husband of whom is played by Sean Wayans.
Mm-hmm.
Look, it's out of control. The entire thing feels like a crazy fever dream.
It is out of control. I would really just like to draw attention to one scene I vividly remember in my nightmares is the mother breastfeeding the little man who is insanely horny, and she is watching her toddler get insanely horny for her, which is totally normal.
Yeah, I mean, it raises a host of questions, like if they just found this baby, in inverted commas, if they just found this baby on the front step, like, 3 days ago, why is she lactating?
True. Also, if I found a baby and it had a boner, I would get rid of it.
Hmm.
I would just throw it out the window.
Well, like, he shaves off his little beard.
He does.
And they get started.
Probably his pubes.
Well, I was going to say, I kind of assumed that he would still have body hair.
Big old baby bush.
And just his regular-sized penis. Because even though I indulge in a lot of kinds of pornography, I appreciate many, many sub-genres.
I don't like where this is going in the context of Little Man.
Trust me, it's going somewhere.
Okay.
I appreciate many different sub-genres of the erotic arts. But one that I have never really spent a lot of time, one rabbit hole I've never spent a lot of time down, is that of porno with little people in it.
I also have not dabbled in the child pornography arts. Not a fan myself.
I feel like you know that's not what I meant. So I used to live with a guy. Shout out, friend of the show, Garth. If you're listening, wherever you are these days. He loved that shit. He was all about it.
He loved, like, little people porn.
Yes, although what he liked about it was porno where there was a person and a little person.
Okay.
So either a full-sized person having sex with a little person lady. I don't know what is the least problematic way to say this.
I don't know. It all feels bad. This whole episode feels
bad. It does. It's absolutely bad. Well, I feel like saying normal-sized person is already wrong, you know?
Probably.
Size normative.
Size normative. And
yeah, so, but you can also flip it the other way around, which is a male little person.
Oh, okay.
Banging a cis-sized woman.
A larger lady.
Yes, a big girl. Big bone.
A larger in comparison lady.
Yes, and the thing that he always told me about this, as he described it to me in excruciating detail every day, while I asked him to stop, was that all the little people in the porno, they have very regularly proportioned genitals.
Oh, okay.
So just regular sized hogs, you know?
Regular sized hog to crank off.
Yeah, so all this leads me to believe that Marlon Wayans' character in Little Man would have had a very regular adult-sized penis.
Was there a joke about that?
Well, yeah, don't they do the old, like, take off his nappy and they would raise their eyebrows?
Of course they do.
Whoa.
Of course they do. He's a black man. I've seen porn.
Yes, well, a different kind of footlong.
Absolutely a different kind of footlong.
12% on Rotten Tomatoes, 85%. Google users like this movie.
Wow.
Strong trend here of hoity-toity critics.
Yeah. The elite. The film elite.
The high-minded elite trying to tell us what we can and can't love in the world of art.
Fucking PC police over here.
That's right. That's right. Versus the good, pure members of the public who use Google, because nobody who's stupid or freaky uses Google.
No.
Probably not. And most of them like this movie. They were into it. And I think they're right.
It's no White Chicks, but I'll agree. It's a interesting film.
They are interesting sides of the same very unsettling coin.
Insanely unsettling.
I will say that it's notable that we both chose ones that just make you really uncomfortable to even look at the lead characters.
True. But White Chicks is only offensive to white people. So it's good to me.
And I enjoy that. I enjoy that about it.
I heavily enjoy it. I would like to talk about White Chicks forever.
Yes, I do love the idea of people getting mad about whiteface. I really enjoy it.
No, like it's in any way similar.
Yes, like it has any of the same kind of connotations, like anybody is put out by it, like it represents, you know, centuries of any kind of oppression, anything like that. Or like it's just making fun of Paris Hilton.
Which it would have been at the time.
Well, the two characters are meant to be like...
They're two...
Yeah, they're undercover characters are essentially meant to be.
Yeah, I mean, they're the Wilson sisters in the movie, and it's very much a sign of the time.
I remember when the Hiltons were a thing.
Oh, better times. Simpler times.
Better times. And now Lindsay Lohan is hanging out with the president of Turkey, I guess.
And I respect her for it.
Hey, look, if that's your hustle, then
good
go for
you.
It.
Good on you.
Yeah.
Go for it, Lindsay.
Everybody needs...
Friend of the show, Lindsay.
Everyone... Yeah, friend of the show, Lindsay Lohan, out there, getting a hustle on. Because if no one will let you be in a movie, then you got to do something with your time.
True.
Yeah.
And that's why we're making this podcast.
That's right. That's right. Our doors are open to Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Our doors are open if anyone wants to just throw down a role. Me against Terry Crews, romance, rom-com.
If any of the Wayans brothers are listening to this and you would like to cast us in a role.
I will say the N-word to be in one of your movies. I'll do it.
I will play a very uptight white man who is discomforted by like his new black neighbors.
Nice.
I will play a white guy who is just a real geek, does not know how to get down until somebody shows him.
Just playing yourself.
And then by the end of the movie, I'm just wilding out at a party. Maybe I take my glasses off by the end of the film.
And you're in, like, you insanely know? Attractive. You take the glasses off.
I let down my hair. Yeah. Do the Rachel Lee Cook.
Nice. I'll support you in that role.
Yeah. That was bogus as shit in She's All That because she was just very attractive throughout the whole film.
She was, and I feel like Not Another Teen Movie heavily addresses that, and I think we need to do an episode on that. Brilliant piece of cinema.
All right. Well, I think you're right. We can come back for that.
Mm-hmm.
Now the people out there, they know. They know what we really love.
They do.
About the Wayans brothers and their films.
And they all need to go and watch every Wayans brothers film and get back to us about it.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to watch 50 Shades of Black now, aren't I?
You will. It's better than Little Man.
Whoa. We'll see.
There's no pedophilia. I mean, there's one thing.
Well, how unsettling are the special effects, you know?
They're pretty unsettling.
Hmm. All right. I'm going to check it out.
We'll come back to it.
All right. Well, thank you for your time, everybody.
All right. Thanks for being patron. And we're sorry for everything.
That's right. Thank you for, you know, contributing to this sheltered workshop where we watch some of the dumbest movies that have ever been made, and then share our opinions with them.
And feel free to recommend anything that you would like to hear about.
That is true. Mm. You can do that. Let us know. We have actually already had some recommendations, some things people would like us to touch on. So maybe I'll have a dig back through that and see what's there.
Let's do it. Let's give the people what they want.
That's right. That's what we're all about.
Yeah.
Unless the people don't want Wayans Brothers movies, in which case you're just going to have to deal with
it. I don't give a fuck.
That's right. We're going to keep going. Yeah. Right.
All right.
We will see you later in the week.
Bye.
Bye.